Good evening. I'm Kevin Baird with the KUAC News Minor Update. More than 4,000 participants representing all 50 states and the District of Columbia have been competing at the Special Olympics USA Games in Seattle. Among them are athletes from Alaska and the interior. Fairbanks native D'Amico Culbert has captured 2 silver medals and 1 sixth place ribbon at the Games. Culbert finished second in the 100-meter run Monday with a time of 14.22 seconds, and on Tuesday, Culbert's time of 29 seconds was enough for the second in the 200-meter. He took sixth in the long jump Wednesday with a mark of 2.55 meters. Alaska State Troopers learned early on Tuesday that 23-year-old Tatiana Ionescu had been located and was with family. Troopers contacted the woman and verified she was safe. After running from her car in Delta Junction, troopers had learned the woman came across a man camping along the Gerstle River. He gave her food and warmed her up, then transported her to her family. The state is closer to balancing its budget. As the Alaska Energy Desk's Rasha McChesney reports, higher crude oil prices and a tap of permanent fund earnings are credited with helping turn state finances around.
Oil prices are up again.
I saw one day where the Alaska oil price got slightly over $80 a barrel, but we've been in the high 70s for the last couple of weeks.
That's Ken Alper. He's the director of the tax division at Alaska's Department of Revenue. Each time the price per barrel of oil climbs up, Alper has basically the same message.
It's good for Alaska's economy to have higher oil prices. There's no question about that.
But he says prices have to get higher and stay higher to have a lasting impact on the state's budget.
Should the current prices hold, we will have our first balanced budget in several years for fiscal year 19.
That's right. Alaska could have a balanced budget next year if prices stay right around $72 a barrel. Alper calls that number the break-even point for the state's budget. That's the point when it starts bringing in enough revenue from oil to pay all the bills. Up until 2018, that break-even price was a lot higher. But the legislature's decision to draw money from the permanent fund's earnings last session gives the state another $1.7 billion to spend. And now that the state is $1.7 billion closer to a balanced budget, it takes a lot less oil revenue to close the gap. From Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Rasha McChesney in Juneau.
A Fairbanks man who reportedly threatened people with a machete in the parking lot of Pioneer Park on Wednesday is being held on $25,000 bail. The park was full of families enjoying the annual Independence Day celebration when the incidents occurred. 36-year-old Rex Owen DeFrance was arraigned Thursday afternoon on charges of felony first-degree robbery, 2 counts of third-degree assault, and 1 count of resisting arrest. Assistant District Attorney David Buettner cited DeFrance's 18 prior convictions when asking Fairbanks District Judge Matthew Christian to set the bail amount. According to a criminal complaint, a Family-Centered Services of Alaska employee was leaving the park with 2 teenagers in her care when she saw DeFrance searching cars in the parking lot. The woman took a photo of DeFrance with her cell phone after she saw him remove a pack of cigarettes from one of the cars. DeFrance reportedly walked toward the woman, took a machete out of his backpack, and demanded she give him the phone. A fellow employee driving an FCSA transport van saw the woman backing away from DeFrance as he advanced on her with the machete. The man told the woman and 2 teens to get in the van, then got out and walked toward DeFrance without regard for his own safety, according to the complaint. DeFrance walked towards the man, holding the machete over his head, but stopped when he was about 10 feet away and ran into the park. Multiple police officers and Alaska State Troopers responded to the scene and searched the park and surrounding area for him. DeFrance eventually bolted from his hiding spot behind Pioneer Park Hall and sprinted over the earthen berm at the eastern side of the park. Police and troopers on foot and in patrol vehicles chased DeFrance as he ran down Moore Street. DeFrance kicked open a gate, entered a backyard, and ran through a house before exiting out the front door. DeFrance continued to run southeast until encountering multiple police and troopers. He ignored commands to stop and was shocked with a taser to prevent his escape. He resisted efforts to handcuff him, but was successfully taken into custody, according to the complaint. For more on tonight's stories and others, go to newsminer.com or kuac.org. I'm Kevin Baird.